BE5RJM, BE3IFC.
Good morning, Paul. So, BE3IFC, BE5RJM, how are you doing this morning, Paul?
Good morning, Randy. I don't know if this makes any difference, but I copied all three of you, Adrian, you, and Emil, so I understand there's some technical difficulty somewhere, but anyway, it's all good on this end. Thank you. How are you, Randy?
Yeah, I was copying everyone, too. But it seemed like Adrian's connection, he wasn't hearing email for some reason. But he was coming through. So tells me it was connected to the system, but it might have been a connection that cut out. But I don't know, won't know until we know more information when he comes back to us, or back to Emil there. And he'll probably inform Emil what the problem was. So, anyways, I'm doing fine. You got good signal, 5x5, just like you're sitting beside me here watching the news. Hi. Oh, man, did we get flooding here in Regina. Field day yesterday was a kind of a success with no rain. All day we never had no rain. The system all went kind of to the south and to the west, and it was a blessing for a change. But man, oh man, some places like Regina got dumped on about 4 inches in a couple hours. Came down in buckets there. Cropland is flooded, and water just had no place to go. So anyways, the sewers couldn't keep up, drainage, all that sort of thing. So people were even out there trying to clear the drains and stuff, but it didn't help. It looked like it wasn't even helping anything, because I think the water was, some of it was coming up to the drains. So on some of the videos that I've seen, that's what it showed. And there's some businesses that got flooded out, people took videos of, and that's what was happening, and the water was coming up to the floor drains. So the sewer was over capacity in Regina there. They couldn't keep up. But they got dumped on about 4 inches, 5 inches in a couple hours there. So wasn't able to take it. So backed up, obviously. And, a lot of damage caused there in Regina there due to that flooding there. So, of course, every time there's flooding, there's problems, right? Back to you there, Paul. But I hear the weather's beautiful down your part of the woods there. Over.
Well, thank you for sharing the good news about field day and about no rain. I guess that's is that a first for you, for your field day? No rain? That's a good one anyway, but yeah, tough for Regina. Oh my gosh, Randy, I don't know what's going on, but Serious consequences for sure. Oh, I just thank you for sending me the video there. It's pretty serious. Like I said, I hope everybody's okay. And it's hot and sticky and getting hotter and stickier here. So the potential's there for serious weather, but as long as everybody's safe, and as long as you're okay, that's the main thing. And sitting beside you, fine business on that, Randy. I'd be in the best of company if I was in the same room with you. I don't want to hold it in case Emil or Adrian or whatever's going on there. I don't want to be in their way. So, should we put this aside for now and catch up later? What do you think, Randy? V3IFC.
V5 Alpha Lima.
Back on there, Adrian might get a better internet connection or whatever the issue he might be experiencing there. Hopefully he's got it rectified. And I'm sure that email and them are texting back and forth there, so all good on that. But anyways, maybe it might be helping them out. They might be getting, Adrian might not be hearing us. He'll know that his system's working again, so. Because that was the issue. He wasn't hearing email with his, when he was talking. Anyhow, no, we got rain, but it waited until about, oh, I don't know, after supper sometime. So and then of course it drizzled, and then it stopped for 20 minutes, and then drizzled again, and stopped for 20 minutes, drizzled again, until about when I left, it was kind of like semi-misty. And they got more rain throughout the night there a little bit. But the streets are dry here right now. But it's overcast, cloudy. But there is some patch of blue sky I see, so that's promising. And, yeah, no, it's always rained on field day for us. Never fails. Anyways, I'll be standing by, listening, and maybe later on, yeah, we can have a Q-show and talk with you a little bit further down the line. VE3IFC, VE5RJM. 7-3.
Yeah, a fine business, Randy. Pierre's in there this morning. Go ahead, Pierre.
Thank you, Paul. Well, good morning, everybody. Well, here in Saskatoon, the totally flood right now, and AV rain, you have no idea. And lighting, and oh my God, you have no idea how much rain right now. Oh, yoy, I can't believe it. Oh, yoy. Never seen a big rain like this before. Well, I probably see sometime, but not like this for a long, long time ago. Back to you. Randy, V5, RJM, V5 Alpha Lima, for a group. Go ahead, Randy.
Well, I'm glad you came on and gave us a weather report there for Saskatoon, because I noticed it was kind of the same system Regina got, and I was wondering if you guys got it too. I just seen Regina posts online. I haven't seen too many Saskatoon. Probably set up that way because Regina's closer to my QGH than Saskatoon, so I get more postings from Regina. But yeah, there's a lot of flooding around the world too.
V7NZ, B1 Echo Papa. Do you copy there now, Adrian? VA3HRY, V1 Echo Papa. I'm not sure if I got it or not. You in there, Henry?
Good morning, Emil. VA3HRY.